2 years later. Tutorial number one, New Year's Eve makeup, outfit ideas, and DIY photo booth. Hi everyone, Harper here. What is up? Today's video is all about New Year's Eve. It's right around the corner, and as you can tell, I am very excited about it. Super pumped. I thought it would be cool to show you guys some last-minute outfit ideas along with some makeup inspiration and also a do-it-yourself photo booth kind of thing, you know? No? You don't know? Just keep an open mind. You're gonna love this one, I swear. So leave your comments below telling me what your New Year's resolutions are going to be. I think mine is to eat less dairy. If you know me at all, you know I love milk, like, so much. But recently I stayed up until 3 in the morning just watching scary videos about the dairy industry, and now I'm kind of scarred, basically. So here's to a year of no dairy, or less dairy, hopefully. First off, I'm going to show you what to do for your New Year's Eve makeup. I thought of this really super easy look that I will probably be wearing myself. Number one, start off with a layer of foundation. Then just use some concealer to smooth out any blemishes or uneven areas. Number two, next use a concealer to highlight your face, nose, forehead, under your eyes. This will make you look more awake, which is important because you gotta stay up late on New Year's Eve. Then blend it all in, starting from the center of your face and working outward with a beauty blender sponge. If you don't know what that is, it's one of those squishy foam wedges that you use to make sure all your makeup has been applied evenly. I honestly couldn't live life without them. Number three. Next, dip a fluffy brush into your favorite loose powder and tap the handle of the brush against your wrist a few times to shake off any excess. Sweep the powder all around your eyes to make them shine. Number four. If you'd like, you can apply pressed powder all over your face to set and secure everything you've done so far. Number five. Time for eyebrows. I recommend an Anastasia brow pencil to fill in your brows and brush them out. This is one of my favorite things to do, and it literally takes me at least 10 whole minutes. Seriously. If that's wrong, then I don't want to be right. Before moving on, quickly smooth on some eyebrow gel to keep them in place throughout the night. Number six. As for your eyeshadow, I recommend using the Tartlette Amazonian Clay Matte Palette by Tarte. This one is a very neutral palette, nothing too crazy. It's my freaking obsession. First, I apply Free Spirit, a light brown matte shade, as a base. Then I apply a shimmery light brown shade right on top of that. Half Baked by Urban Decay is a maze. Then blend Multitasker or Fashionista, aka the darkest matte brown shade in this palette, to create a shadow effect in the far corners. Add some highlighting cream to the very top of your lids where they meet your brow bones, and bam! Just like that, your eyes are contoured. Number seven. Can't go out to a New Year's Eve party without some liquid eyeliner now, can you? I like to use liquid eyeliner by Kat Von D because IMHO, in my humble opinion, it's the easiest to put on. Also, cat eyes anyone? Number eight. If you want your eyelash game to be super on point this New Year's Eve, I recommend some extensions. Just glue them on and apply mascara to blend them with your real eyelashes. Works like a charm. If you choose to go this route, don't forget to apply your liquid eyeliner after your lash extensions. That way you can cover up any visible lash glue. Number nine, moving on to the lips, my favorite part. First, line your lips with pencil. I like to use one by MAC named Whirl. Then pick a lipstick color. I'm going with Sydney by Buxom and fill in the lines. Ooh, pretty. Number 10, voila, your makeup is complete. Now, before we move on to the outfit ideas, I'm going to show you an awesome way to celebrate and take amazing Instagram photos before you even leave the house. It's DIY photo booth time! Head to the store and grab a bunch of decorations. Shimmery streamers for the wall and big gold balloons that write out the year are a must. These are your background. Then just go wild with whatever props you want. Glittery glasses, party hats, boas, crowns, anything you can get your hands on, really. I know I will definitely be doing one of these this year. Then just strike a pose and go selfie crazy. Now, the moment you've all been waiting for, outfits. Number one. Outfit number one is a high-necked black crop top with silvery snowflakes on it, paired with a fringed black skirt from H&M. Finishing off.